KUJZ is 95.3 The Score.
I hope you're ready. It's that time.
This is going to be cool.
Climb aboard for the radio ride known as Sports Talk.
A day that will live in sports radio infamy.
Brought to you by Guarantee RV.
We're talking the big deal, the real deal.
On Highway 99 in Junction City. Online at GuaranteeRV.com.
I am not only drinking the Kool-Aid, I'm the manufacturer.
I am losing my mind.
Tannen, it might be semi-circle time.
Hi, I'm Steve, and, well, I brought a list.
And now, a guy with tons and tons of issues.
Yeah, I kind of do have issues.
And broadcasting them, searching for answers.
Yeah, to go, what the hell are we doing?
It's Steve Tannen.
Hey, gang. I'm sipping tea. Into the microphone. High-level professional radio. This is what you're witnessing here.
Tannenism.
Thank you. What, just being an idiot? Doesn't have to be words anymore. I'm getting tannenisms for deeds?
For your actions now.
Right.
It's now becoming a visual joke as much as an audio joke.
I can't even I can't even put up a fight. So, first hour of the show, crunch time, we talked with Brooke Olsendam, who was on the scene at Staples Center, and it's going to be I don't have to tell you, it's just a crazy emotional night, tugging at the heartstrings. I mean, the irony of the Trailblazers playing the first game at Staples since Sunday's horror. And Brooke, who's just always has people tugging at her to, you know, do interviews. She's very active. She's awesome at her job. And she's also one of the nicest people you meet. Kind enough to join us last hour. We talked for a while. Usually we do a 12, 13-minute interview, but there was just so much to talk about. I think we probably went 17, 18 minutes. And we'll post it, as per usual, on our various platforms. As a matter of fact, it's up now. We'll get Lee Sterling on the blower from the site of Super Bowl 54 in a couple minutes. A little Paramount Sports talk, Super Bowl talk, prop bets talk, what's going on in Miami. By the way, that Portland Laker game is 7 o'clock, so there's always a half hour pregame, and it is on ESPN, but obviously with Brooke, the coverage is on Channel 737, NBC Sports Northwest, on your Xfinity system. Here in town, we've already seen the makeshift memorials, and a look inside is unbelievable. They've got 8s and 24s. Every chair is covered with one or the other Kobe jersey. And Carmelo Anthony just says he's not ready. He's not playing. We'll lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. So the weather around here had been miserable until it wasn't. Now it's nice. And consider it's that time on a pre-Super Bowl Friday when we look to the million-dollar sandbar known as Miami Beach.
From Miami Beach, the sun and fun capital of the world.
If you haven't won a bet since, well, Britney wore mouse ears, it's the man who created ParamountSports.com on the web.
And here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Sterling.
How sweet it is.
On Twitter, use the handle at Paramount Sports. Lee Sterling joins us. Lee, how is life treating you a full month into 2020?
Great. Since the start of the new year, 11-3 in football. And this week, same number, 11-3 in basketball. So 2020 has been really good to me.
You know, No city has hosted the Super Bowl more often than yours.
But it's been a while. I mean, it's...
Right.
And the city, I think, really has embraced the Super Bowl, where I think they took it for granted in years past. And I think that and the fact that the Patriots aren't in, it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, for those who aren't familiar, I mean, they hosted the second one, the Namath, Montana to Taylor. And like you said, the last one was Saints over Colts. When you do what you do, what is it like to have the biggest sporting event in the country in your backyard?
It's fun. I mean, I just need to get in the car and drive 30 minutes to Radio Row, and usually 30 or 40 minutes at most to any of the events. So there's stuff going on every night. In fact, after we do the interview, I'm going to eat dinner and head out to Rough and Ready. You ever seen any of those?
No, what's that?
Events?
What's that?
You've heard about them, haven't you?
Rough and Ready?
Oh, yeah, these are the fights. These are the boxing matches.
Oh, I was like, I don't know if that sounded
like Rough and Ready. So they have these fights. They have some, I mean, these are not professionals, but it's fun. They rent out a warehouse, and looks like it's going to be a couple thousand people there, including a lot of famous people. So it should be a lot of fun, something different. And it's on pay-per-view, I think, for like $19.95. Not a lot of people buy it, so looking forward to that. And then not going to the Super Bowl, but going to have a lot of people over, going to have four different couples over. And it's so big to my business. As good as I've been, 11-3, and hitting every big game, I hit the national championship, the last four NFL playoff games. I lose this game, and 15% of my clients won't show up and won't sign up for next year.
Wow.
So they're going to bet two to five times the regular amount that they wager on games, and I can't pass on the Super Bowl. I got no choice.
No, I would imagine people right now be like, whoa, time out, Sterling.
Right.
So, you know, there was a point late in the season where you thought maybe Baltimore, maybe the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, both these teams, A, they're healthy. Would I be off base to say, just as a fan, I don't know if we could have got a better matchup, because both teams are playing great now.
Oh, I think it's a great matchup. And, you know, just totally different teams. I mean, this is going to be like Super Bowl V, the second Super Bowl I ever went to, where you got two teams that, you know, just like to run the ball and not like to put up in the air. I mean, that was Earl Morrill against Craig Morton in that Super Bowl. So I think it's going to be a great matchup. I'm really looking forward to it. And, you know, we've got some fun props. Got a little Miami flavor. You can bet J-Lo and Shakira, will they both show cleavage in the halftime show? So I think that's a fun one if you want a little Miami flair.
You know, I usually preface things like this by saying I don't like to be shallow, but I was watching J-Lo during the presser yesterday.
Right.
And it's like, she's almost 51. Safe to say, she has taken Father Time behind the woodshed and just kicked his ass.
No, she's done pretty well. So a good friend of my daughter's is the personal assistant for A-Rod. So they're around her all the time. And I've been offered tickets to see her in person, and I'm like, nah, you know. I think I'm going to pass there. So,
I'm sure that's devastating.
She looks good for age, but and I'm sure she'll put on a decent show for a few songs. But I'm not wasting my evening for 3 or 4 hours to go see J-Lo in concert.
Nah, you wouldn't catch me either. But I don't think we're her target audience.
No.
You know, you've been posting some great shots on your social media accounts, and you mentioned what you're going to be doing for the game. And
How about this? I didn't put this out on social media, but I took a picture with Kamaru Usman, the welterweight UFC champion, and talking to him, and then literally 3 minutes later, he and Jorge Masvidal almost went at it. So, and that was not staged, trust me. So there's always something going on in the 305.
Yeah, have you done anything the last couple days beyond Radio Row, or any kind of parties or events?
Yeah, I went to a couple of the parties that were going on, got some connections, got some invites, and trust me, I'm not going to any of the rap concerts, but Yeah, it's fun, and you got to take advantage of it. And I'm going to Rough and Ready tonight, and tomorrow going to another private island at someone's house on Star Island. Would be some big time NFL, ex NFL players, and some dignitaries. So I'm there more for the food and the alcohol.
Yeah, you're really roughing it there, Sterling. I hope you can make it through.
I'll find a way. I'll think of you, though.
All right, I appreciate that. Talking with Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com, at Paramount Sports on Twitter. So when you pick games on our show, you always have the breakdown, be it against the spread, home and away, off a bye. I'm curious, when you're looking at these prop bets, what kind of formula do you use to kind of make some of the determinations?
So I do use some math, but also, you know, I've seen both of these two teams for the whole season. Like, let me give you, for example, if you just go by math alone, there's one for sacks, 4.5 sacks for the games. You'd probably go under because both teams total top 12 in sacks in the league, total about 4 sacks. But I just think when you got that many good pass rushers on that big a stage, I think they're going to go over the 4.5 sacks. Longest penalty in the game, 15.5 yards. I think that's the best one. If you're looking to make money, now most of these sites you can only usually bet $500 on it, but 15.5 yards, I mean, either Richard Sherman or Honey Badger, who's 5'9", guarding a guy that's 6'4", 250, and George Kittle, they're probably going to have to take a penalty there when the ball's down the field, covering someone. So I like the over 15.5 yards in the longest penalty. Also, Raheem Mostert, under 71 rushing yards. I think he had his day in the sun 2 weeks ago. And mentioning, you know, about Honey Badger having trouble guarding George Kittle, who's 6'4", 250, and can run like a train. I like the over 70 receiving yards in George Kittle.
You know, it's funny because when you see a number like longest penalty, 15.5 yards, basically
Correct.
They're asking you, so is there going to be a PI penalty down the field, yes or no?
Absolutely.
That's what
Probably
it is.
Probably a couple of them.
Do you get into any of the zany ones, like the over-under on the length of the anthem? What color Gatorade
backers?
Okay,
so I do. I don't do the coin toss, but I like the anthem, and here's why. So as I've told you before, I have a daughter who sings national anthems.
Right.
She's done it, you know, for NBA teams, Major League Baseball, big colleges, and they always have a target time. So she's hit 5 in a row. I throw a little extra into her college spending account so she can go out for a nice dinner or something. But she last year surprised me. She told me that Gladys Knight was going to go over the minute and 55, and I thought she was crazy. But she told me, listen, she takes her time. She sings it beautifully. She still has a powerful voice, and what do you know? She goes 2:03. Now, they have Demi Lovato here at 2:03. She studied her, and she sang 4 times. Only once has she gone over, and that time was in Vegas. That was the Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight in 2017. Right after that, she went to rehab. And she sang at the Golden Globes a couple weeks ago, and she had to start over. She was having some trouble. So my daughter thinks they're going to do a little shorter version, make it about 1:55, 1:57, and she says she's got to riff the notes. She can't power through some of those notes like she used to, so we're going to go under the 2:03 in the national anthem.
I love it.
Yep.
I love how she also understands this. What's that about the apple and the tree? She understands the value of information.
Yep.
When
yeah, and she knows I need to get off to a quick start. You win that first wager on the 10 prop plays that I'm selling, you're going to be in pretty good shape.
All right. So I guess, you know, I've got a list of like 8,000 props, but for the folks who, you know, heard what you just said, want to hear what you have to say about, you know, KC San Francisco, maybe the over-under. What do they need to know about what you got up your sleeve for this weekend for Paramount Sports?
Just go to the website, ParamountSports.com. We'll get you the game. We're going for winner 4 out of 5 in the Super Bowl, won 12 of the last 16. So they want to get that winner in top 10 prop plays. But I also threw in 3 fun props, so you actually get 13. Just $97. It's available right now, ParamountSports.com. And follow me on Twitter. I'll post some stuff from Rough and Ready tonight.
All right. Well, I would say have a good time. That seems a little bit redundant. I will say I always appreciate the time.
Supposed to say stay out of trouble.
Yeah. Please. Well, I also know better there. So
right.
I guess let's make a date to catch up around March Madness.
Sounds good. I know my team won't be there, Miami, but it looks like your team could be a high seed.
We're hoping so. They look really good. Hey, Lee, always a pleasure, man. Enjoy your weekend.
Thanks. See you, Steve.
All right, take it easy. All right, 284-8571, the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. Never did a Super Bowl. I absolutely would have to make sure it's a warm weather. Miami would be awesome. Oh, SoCal, cool, Nolens.
You're just about 48 hours away, 47-ish.
Could I make it there?
You could.
Two sleeps. That would have to be, I would call in every marker I had. Just who do you know? Where's the game? And just, yeah, what do you mean? My answer to you is yes. Do you want to go to that party? Yup. That golf tournament? Yup. That press event? Yup.
Well, the big ones coming up is Las Vegas and L.A. are both opening brand new stadiums this year. In 2020, which means that by 2022, because they have to wait a year. So is it 20? No. Wait a sec. Hold on. It's 2 years after they open. So by 2022, they'll both be eligible for Super Bowls. And get this, Steve, two cities can't host a Super Bowl at the same time. But it seems very, very likely that L.A. and Las Vegas, more importantly, will be hosting a Super Bowl in like the next 3 years. Las Vegas Super Bowl seems like a match made in heaven for you.
I'll tell you what, whether I work in the industry or not, I will lie. I will make contact, and I will use the station's website and everything. And if I'm not working here, whoever is, I will send Guido and Nunzio. Be like, if somebody calls you and says, did Steve? Yes, you just nod and agree.
So you've got next year, February 7th, Tampa, Florida.
Tampa!
February 2022, that's the one at L.A. Stadium at Hollywood Park, so L.A. gets their fancy new Super Bowl ready. 2023, it's in Glendale. That's fine. 2024, it looks like it'll be in New Orleans, so that probably means by 2025, 5 years from now, would be Super Bowl 59.
Wow.
Might be in Vegas. The long 5 years, but you know, I mean, maybe if you send Goodell an email now while you work with the media, you could get your credential for said Super Bowl.
I'll tell you what, I know a lot of people who've gone to Vegas just for Super Bowl weekend because, you know, it's Super Bowl, it's Vegas, hang
kind
out with your buddies, get a nice suite or something, and just rage against every machine you could find. All right, 284-8571. The Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. Oh, there's something I had to share with you, Guy. You, Guy? Hey, Guy, over there. Not you, the other one.
Is that just me?
Yeah, me. So this interview I heard with Ronnie Stanley, he is the he's an outstanding left tackle for the Ravens. By the way, real quick, a digression off the digression.
Wow.
So the 2016 draft, he went number 6. And I'll tell you what, go through any draft you could find and find me a better top 8 than this. Jared Goff went 1. Made a Super Bowl. Carson Wentz went 2. Playoffs, got hurt, but, you know, if it wasn't for Wentz, I don't know that Super Bowl run happens. You know who was next? Joey Bosa. You know who was next? Ezekiel Elliott. Then Jalen Ramsey, who's a terrific corner, who just got traded, mid-October from Jacksonville to Baltimore. He's already been an all-pro. Then Stanley. Then at 7, you know who went? Defoe to the Niners. How's he doing? He's in the Super Bowl this week. And then Tennessee took Jack Conklin out of Michigan State, a starting tackle. I'm going to call that 8 direct hits.
What draft and what picks were those? What is
well,
your...
I just went in order. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8
okay.
In 2016.
2011 is might be a better one. Cam Newton, very
good.
Von Miller.
A+.
Marcel Darius went 3rd. His career AV is still pretty solid. A.J. Green went 4th.
Great.
Patrick Peterson, 5th.
Terrific.
Julio Jones went 6th.
Not bad.
Alden Smith went seventh. I think he has 47 and a half career sacks. So I guess he was okay. Jake Locker, kind of a dud there.
So like I said,
J.J. Watt went 11th.
Remember my deal was 1 through 8. There was no miss. All homers. They're all either all pros, pro bowlers, or they helped their team get to a Super Bowl. So
By the way,
Alden Smith's been out of the game since 2015.
That's
a breakup.
He did make one All-Pro and one Pro Bowl as well.
No, he was a hell of a player, but his career is over.
The only real dud there is Jake Locker.
Right, but like I said, if you can go through any draft and find me a better top 8 that are all like A- or better players, I'll wait. All right, before we go to break, I have to play you this. So Stanley is on Jim Rome today, and he mentions, I have two dogs. And he gives their names, and I stopped, and I was like, now, wait a minute. This guy can't be more than 25. This song is like 45 years old, and I know, I mean, I'm a child of the 70s for sure. So the dogs' names are Lola and Rico. How many of you out there, do those names have any connection for you whatsoever, a millennial, a 20-something? For you older crowd, think song, Lola, Rico. While you think of that, I'm going to play you this.
Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl with yellow feathers in her hair. His name was Rico.
That's from Copacabana, those names. His dogs, I guarantee, are named after Barry Manilow in Copacabana. I don't know if it's a mom. I don't know who influenced them. Come on, that can't be a coincidence. That a really popular song, which, by the way, still gets played in clubs because it's kind of a, oh, da 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 da, everybody get out and dance. We're all drunk now. This is awesome. So I need to get Ronnie Stanley to respond to me. I wonder if athletes take DMs that they then have to accept or approve. Because you know one thing. I'll obsess over this. I'll need verification. Ronnie. I'll just tweet. Can I set up my Twitter account to just auto-send every minute until he responds? Should I not do that? Would that be a bad idea? Was that wrong? So, yeah, just in case you think you're out of your mind, this is what I've been obsessing about since 11:30 today.
Well, his Wikipedia says that he went to high school in Las Vegas. So has Barry Manilow played in Vegas before?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
So, I mean,
he's a regular.
So I would think maybe his music's getting played. He's hearing Barry Manilow. People around him are going to his concerts, playing his songs. He's playing the songs. Maybe you just think it's a fun song. And, hey, I want to honor this random person. That's probably just the two dots you need to connect.
I need to know.
Okay.
By the way, before we break, you know, every Wednesday we have Megan or Sarah in here, our friends at Green Hill Humane Society. Well, tomorrow from noon to 2, they're hosting a foster program open house to teach anyone who wants to be a part of it about their foster program. If you're a first-timer, how rewarding it is, how it saves animals' lives. I mean, just last year alone, they cared for more than 3,600 animals, and they're thinking even more are going to come through the shelter this year. So go to the website, green-hill.org, and get information. We fostered. It's awesome. It's really helpful. It provides kind of a bridge, eases the burden on a place like Green Hill, which could get a little bit overwhelmed despite all their hard work. So check it out tomorrow from noon to 2 at their fantastic new location, Green Hill Humane Society, their foster program open house from noon to 2 online, green-hill.org, on Twitter, at Green Hill Humane. All right, the break time is, well, it's now. We'll be back with an update and more sports talk, 95.3 The Score.
Sports
Sports Talk with Steve Tannen is brought to you by Guarantee RV Supercenters. Name one of America's top five RV dealers. They don't just sell fun, they guarantee it. See over 700 options for every budget at Guarantee.com.
Looking down the floor, looking for somebody. Inside sees more. Matt flashes open down low right. And Yanesgusar kicked around. Ducks come up with it. Bully open right corner. A bully bomb is good. And the Ducks lead 64-34, a 30-point lead.
It didn't get much closer. Ducks 90, Utah 63. Oregon, because they played first, now you're a blue leader. And the Pac-12 up a half game on UCLA, half game on Stanford. Obviously, they have the tiebreaker, having beaten the Cardinal head-to-head. Haven't played the Bruins yet, but big three last night. Well, Sabrina wasn't scoring a lot, but she did have 10 dimes, 7 rebounds, and 3 steals. Inside, they just myrtleized them. Scored 44 points in the paint. Sabali 23, Ruthie 21, and they combined, by the way, to make 16 of 24 shots. I mean, look in the dictionary under no answer, and you saw last night's Oregon-Utah game. So kudos to them. They've got one more game before the big national game on Monday on ESPN against UConn. Welcome back. Sports Talk 95.3, The Score. It's Friday, weekend underway. The story about the Astros and cheating and sign stealing, it's one of those cases where if you work for the organization, if you're a fan, you're probably like, all right, we got it. No. They fired the GM, they fired the manager, another guy associated in Cora has been fired. So that's it, right? Jason Stark posted a piece, Nick, I don't know if you've seen this, for The Athletic. The numbers related to the series-winning Astros, when you start reading them, you want to get on a plane and go punch them all. The strikeout rate for their team plummeted to a rate they hadn't seen in a century. The strikeout rate at home was even more dramatic. And by the way, I don't think you have to be Doubleday to know. If you know what pitch is coming, it helps a lot.
There, somebody actually sent us this tweet from @Adams_AT. This guy's name is Tony Adams, and he tweeted, "I'm an Astros fan, and to understand the scope of the Astros cheating and the players involved, I logged every trash can bang from every Astros 2017 home game with video available. This was over 8,200 pitches watched and over 1,100 trash can bangs found. You can find the results." He bought a website, signstealingscandal.com. And he charted it out, the number of bangs that happened per game over the course of an 82-game, or 100, well, no, wait, hold on, let me...
Signstealingscandal.com?
Yes, signstealingscandal.com. This is the total number of bangs over the home series in 2017, and it's just a bar
it's
graph.
Unbelievable.
But all you have to do, since, unless you're also looking at it, all you have to do is imagine a bar graph where as you go farther to the right, the columns get larger.
Right.
It's insane. And you go down and it has the number of bangs by series, and then you get to click on them and see all of the bangs and what they sounded like and what was happening. It's absurd. The depths that people are going to find answers on this. And again, this is just the Astros. Nothing has happened to the Red Sox outside of them firing Alex Cora, trying to get ahead of whatever punishment was coming their way.
I'm not sure that you have to understand baseball that deeply to get what some of these statistics are telling us. So in 2016, they struck out 1,452 times. Think about that. That's 9 a game. The second most in the American League, fourth most in baseball, eighth highest ever. They decided we should change that. And as the author says, they struck out so much less, they went to the team that struck out at one of the highest rates ever to the less than any team in baseball that season. And that's amazing because they made the transformation in a year. So they looked and said, how many other teams in the entire live ball era since 1920 have ever reduced their strikeouts total by 365 in 1 year? The answer is no one ever. No one's even come within 80 strikeouts of doing it. That's, That is a tainted title. That's c'est brutal. All right, 284-8571, the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline.
But doesn't it goes beyond just the World Series title? Like they won what, three straight AL West titles? They three consecutive AL championship series. They went to the World Series again just last year. Like I get Alex Cora wasn't there for 2018 and 19, and he kind of orchestrated everything. But he also won what's probably going to turn out to be a tainted title as well when we figure out whatever the hell they were doing.
What were the Red Sox up to?
Right, and then like what players were doing, and Rob Manfred's all of a sudden like, well, we can't say what players did or didn't get an advantage from this. Well, now you've got just a random fan who spent God knows how long looking at 8,200 pitches, and then he was able to track the data of what they were hearing and when. They, you're starting to kind of see what players like gained a benefit from this.
But I do have good news.
Oh, boy.
Ryan Fitzpatrick will return to the Dolphins next year.
He was their leading rusher. What a huge signing. NFL, baby.
So he's got an $8 million contract, $4 million guaranteed. And folks are talking about Miami's got a big interest in Tua. And I'll tell you what, if you want a veteran quarterback who's kind of been through the wars, to kind of show your young guy, who we don't even know physically what his level of or his capability is of playing this year. And by the way, remember the Dolphins were in the running? So when the season started, you were thinking Tua to Miami because they're probably going to be the worst team and he's going to be the number one pick.
Right.
Then they ruin everything by winning five of their last nine and wind up dropping a little bit more as far as when they're going to draft. And I like Tua is in Miami this week. He's like, oh, this is a great city. I wouldn't mind getting drafted by the Dolphins. All right.
Having a lot of fun.
All right, 284-8571, the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline, if you'd like to chime on in. We do have a Super Bowl pending on Sunday. And like I said, we'll make some prop picks and some other picks coming up on our next segment, which we call the Steve and Nick 3 pick. I've already settled on who I like to win, who I like to cover the over-under. But, man, you have options. One thing I looked at, I was going over both depth charts and both pages on Sports Reference. That's my bad. It's part of the Sports Reference, but it's pro-football-reference.com. And one of the things I've talked about, one of the reasons the Giants were able to, win a Super Bowl at 9-7 and derail the perfect Dolphins, I guess they really were the only perfect team, the Patriots, was by the end of the season, they had lost the fewest man games of anybody in the league. Their offensive line and defensive line in the trenches, they were perfectly healthy and deep and had the rotation their respective coaches wanted. And that meant when you have Umanura and Strahan back then, if they could limit the damage of Brady and get pressure on him and have the option of 6 or 7 in coverage, well, you saw what happened. So, you get to the respective pages, and if you go to the Chiefs, and this is actually about something they started doing about 3 years ago. So what happens is sometimes, guys get hurt and they go on injured reserve. And sometimes they go reserve kind of young guys who they kind of keep for the future. I guess in the old days you might call it the taxi squad or something like that. But everyone who's listed on their injury report, their defensive tackle Chris Jones, their stud tight end Travis Kelce, their center Austin Ryder, and Deion Yelder, a backup tight end, that was just four guys who were listed on a football injury report. They all are full participants in practice and probable. I mean, that's big. I don't have to tell anybody who follows the game. If you're a coach, having your full complement of players at this time of year. And for the Niners, you look at, you know, who's been IR'd, has been done. It's been, I think, 6 weeks since the last notable injury. And Coleman, their running back, he was thought to be kind of an outie. And now he's returned to practice. They think he'll play. And Tart, who is their strong safety and has been a pretty important player. We talked about him early in the playoffs. You know, he was one of those finds. They took him in the second round out of Samford. No, not that school. And he had been injured a little bit in 2017, 2018, missed half the year. And then he missed some time this year. But when he's in there, just depth-wise, and he does really well in run support. He will occasionally blitz the quarterback. So you have the two teams playing the best, two teams as healthy as anyone, and you have kind of really good coaching staffs, which I guess is kind of a duh. We'll elaborate on this a little bit. But before we take our final break, I do want to remind you that you don't need to pay full price. You could pay half. Go to 95.3thescore.com, click on the Sweet Deals link, and save half price on local area businesses. And this week, we've told you, has been restaurant week. Today is Subo Sushi. You can get details on our website, 95.3thescore.com. So check out Sweet Deals today from KUJZ, 95.3 The Score. All right, I've been looking forward to this next segment all day, but Nick made me wait. So we'll take a break. We'll be back. And get ready. We are going to do our Steve and Nick 3 pick coming at you next. 95.3 The Score.
Sports Talk with Steve Tannen is brought to you by Garrity RV Supercenters. Name one of America's top five RV dealers. They don't just sell fun, they guarantee it. See over 700 options for every budget at Garrity.com.
What you see with Kansas City's offense is Mahomes' ability to improvise, right, is, I mean, second to none. There's a few guys that can do it as well as he does it. And obviously they got a ton of weapons to throw the ball to. So that's going to be the source of a lot of their success, is his ability to do that and find those guys like Kelce and Tyreek Hill and others.
That's Drew Brees, by the way. They call me Drew Brees. I keep blowing down the road. What makes that Kansas City offense go? Blocking, Mahomes, and talent and skill. There you go. Hashtag analysis. Yeah, a couple of you on the text line have checked out that story about the 2017 Astros. It's just, how could a team improve like that? The answer is cheating. And somebody was like, how do those guys like look in the mirror at this point? I mean, you meet them, it's like, oh, congratulations on, no, I can't even do it. You're just an embarrassment. All right, let's lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. It's time for the Steve and Nick 3 pick, brought to you by our friends at the Oregon Lottery, featuring their fantabulous Oregon Lottery scoreboard app, which I know we and many, many of you are enjoying. Download, visit sports.oregonlottery.org. They have a wide variety of prop bets to have fun with, along with the line on the Niners and Chiefs, which has now moved to 1.5. The over-under is 54.5. But also within that framework, you have the alternative lines, which gives you the chance to play the odds if you get a strong feeling. And for those of you who've been regular listeners over the years, you know my theory. I'm about the action. Enjoy it. Play wisely. Like the old New York OTB catchphrase used to say. They even said it in The Sopranos. Bet with your head, not over it. Nick, we can't list them all because the game is Sunday.
That's true.
What are some of the prop bets?
There's so many. Normally for a game on the Oregon Lottery, you'll see like, okay, there's like 21, 22 different lines, player bets, things you could go on. There are 224 just on the Super Bowl alone. First team to score. If there's going to be safety, shortest, longest touchdowns, field goals, punt yards, will both teams score a certain number of points? The biggest leads, will the last team to score win or lose the game?
Woof.
Successful onside kicks. Those are just crazy. They have parlay plays within players on the same teams and opposite teams for total yards and touchdowns.
Sweet.
So many things. You've even got specials where you can parlay some stuff on the game. That's also where you'd be able to find your the bet on the Gatorade color at the end of the game as well. It's all there.
Splash.
The Oregon Lottery scoreboard app. It is fantastic.
It is. Having a lot of fun. All right, I'm going to start simple. I just like the Niners to win this game. I'm going to take the 1.5. History reveals it's rare that a high-octane offense carries the Super Sunday. You look at the Patriots in 07. They averaged 37 points a game. They ran into the wrong matchup with Strahan and Ossie Umanura, plus the inside guys were able to pressure TB12 with 4 ability to cover. The unsung hero of this game, defensive coordinator for San Francisco, Robert Saleh, member of Pete Carroll's Super Bowl winning staff. I think San Fran will be able to run it. I'm on it against the traditional line. I'm taking the 1.5.
All right. I am leading up to my big pick for the game. So I'm starting off with one of the prop bets, one of these being most receiving yards between Kendrick Bourne and Mecole Hardman. I'm going Mecole Hardman to have more yards at +135. And I think it's pretty simple because he's a fast Chiefs wide receiver over a 49er who's only had 7 receptions over his last 6 games. Hardman hasn't been that much better. He's just got 6 in his last 6. But I do think that the 49ers want to feed Kittle, establish the run, not to mention they've got Sanders and Samuel ahead of Bourne, and one of those two guys is probably going to be on Richard Sherman. Mecole Hardman doesn't have to worry about that at all, being kind of a 2-3 guy in that offense, probably won't be covered by one of their best corners. So Mecole Hardman to have more yards than Kendrick Bourne.
All right, some of the props available on the Oregon Lottery Sports app present opportunity, be it the first TD score, last, or you guy will think a score at any point. And as usual, the chalk are the starting backs, be it Damian Williams of KC, Mostert for the NFC champs. Margin of victory is interesting. And as Homer Simpson once said, I like my odds. So I'm going to get specific. I'm throwing down on the Niners to win by between 7 and 12 points.
Oh, wow.
I'm thinking they're going to play on the lead, then in the middle of the fourth quarter go on one of those back-breaking, clinching scoring drives in the fourth quarter, and you get 4-1.
Wow. Okay. Kind of similar lines, but not really. It's another prop. First touchdown score of the game. I'm going with any other touchdown to be the first score of the game. This is straight up against a passing touchdown being the big favorite. So this could be a defensive touchdown, a kickoff, a punt return. Maybe the big one, and I think that this one is what it might be, a rushing touchdown. Both of the teams, these guys run the ball well, have running backs that are very fast and can get downfield quick. Maybe a big pass play kind of sets it up inside the 5, hand the ball off, you get a run, a QB sneak, something like that early. So first touchdown of the game to be anything but a passing touchdown. My second pick.
All right, my last one is something I always love to play, just individual player production. You can go quarterback passing yards, total touchdowns, rushing yards by the backs, receiving numbers by the pass catchers. I think The rookie from South Carolina, Debo Samuels, is developing a nice rapport with his quarterback, Jimmy G. He's gone over 100 yards in three games, including that big win over Seattle, which gave him the one seed. He's been targeted nicely in both playoff wins. So I'm going Debo Samuels over 55 yards in receptions.
All right. My last one here, it is my pick for the game. This is one of those scoreboard specials that runs in with a parlay. I am going Kansas City Chiefs win over 54.5 plus 240. And this one might be one of the easier bets I've made because I'm fading you, Steve. Your Super Bowl picks while I've been a part of the show have been bad. 2017, you spent the 2 weeks telling me that my fail clowns were going to take down the Pats.
Wrong.
2018 was New England and Philly. And I think you were so filled with spite that the pick didn't even matter. But last year, you put everything on the Rams because of how good their offense was. And it was one of the worst Super Bowls ever. I'm fading Steve. I'm taking the easiest pick of the week.
Just going against me?
Yeah, just going against you. Why not? KC Chiefs win and over 54.5.
All right, there you have it. A lot of ways to play. Remember, focus on the action. Make it fun. The traditional wagers, player props, amount of punts, player parlays, so much more, all courtesy of the Oregon Lottery mobile sports app. Download it online, sports.oregonlottery.org. Nick, as far as making a deposit so folks can get in on it, what do they need to know?
Absolutely. So register from anywhere. You set your bets within the geographical boundaries of Oregon, and there are three ways to deposit money. You can do an online banking link, your Master Visa debit card, your debit card through MasterCard or Visa. There's also a third option in there through, I believe it's the Play Plus program account for some funding options through that. Plenty of ways to get some money into your account to have a little fun this weekend for the Super Bowl, the big game. It is it's going to be a lot of fun. Might as well get some action going.
Yep. It's the biggest day of the sports year. Everybody is getting ready, and like we've been talking about for the last 13 days, if you just take an overall view of the NFL this year, who stayed healthy, who competed, who earned their way. I mean, that last touchdown drive, you think about now, the Miami Dolphins winning, beating the Patriots, which pushed New England to wild card weekend and KC into the two seed and a bye, ending up with the championship game at Arrowhead. I don't think we could ask for a better game. Of course, it'll probably end up like 13-2 or something like that with both offenses. Hey, 13-2 for San Francisco. I'll sign my name in blood right now. All right, let's get ready. Looking ahead to the 5 o'clock hour, our final hour of the What a Week I'm Having. Coming at you next, 95.3 The Score.